This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, learn the four powerful, slimming, sexy steps to complete forgiveness for others. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. It's what you do on the inside so the outside looks the way that you want it to look. Most of us know what we should be doing, what we should be eating, and what we should be exercising. This show specializes in getting ourselves to actually do it, and not do it from a willpower white knuckle way, but rather from a, I really like this sort of way. Imagine for a moment that you preferred, truly preferred, to eat well and exercise, that you preferred to eat moderately all the time, or at least enough of the time to be naturally slender. You can't tell me that wouldn't rock. Well, in fact, you can't tell me that because I do prefer eating well and exercising, and it does rock. And before you go thinking, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about, let me share, for those who do not already know, that I used to have my own eating issues, weight issues, binge eating issues, obsession issues. Oh yeah, I had it all. And I know how miserable it can be, how all-consuming it can be, what a tremendous tax on who we can be in the world that it is. It is a shame. It's a crime. And I am on a mission to put a stop to it. Because I got news for you. The world needs you. It needs you feeling good about yourself and sharing you with the world. That is what makes the world a better place. You being your best self. And you are depriving the world of that if you're spending your time obsessed with food, body, whatever. We want you feeling good, sharing that sparkling smile of yours, that creativity, making real connections with people, loving and being loved. So the truth is, that's what we're really doing here, releasing you to share what I call your soul's gifts, your smile, your essence, your creativity, your silliness, your song, your you-ness. All right. So now that we've made that perfectly clear, I invite you to take a few moments to drop inside of you. You know, all of those cares of the day, the to-do list, the tasks, the worries, the concerns, the fears, the anxieties, just drop down beneath the level of all that stuff. That's what we call the interference level. We're going to go down even deeper than that today. If you so desire, you may notice how much like you it feels. Even if you spent an awful lot of time in that worry, anxiety, rushing about mode, you may notice as you go down now even deeper how incredibly natural it feels, how comfortable, perhaps even how much like home it is down here within you. And every bit that you allow to simply float along on its way out of your awareness of the cares of the day, and you sink down into your deep down, deeper down. In fact, go ahead and let yourself sink down, perhaps deeper than you've ever been, in a safe way, considering whatever else might be going on in your life at this particular moment. Maybe you're walking, running, whatever it is, sink down in a way that is safe and as deeply relaxing as you care to go, in a safe way. Of course, if you're operating heavy machinery, which in other words would be a car or an exercise machine, some of those are pretty heavy, wouldn't you say? Then maybe pause this, stay conscious, fast forward to further in the podcast so you can be safe and sound. Also, if you happen to be operating a forklift or a large industrial crane, then perhaps you should stop as well. And by the way, where did we get that heavy machinery thing from anyway? I always visualize earth movers and things like that. All right, that's right. You're dropping down. You're going down even more deeply and easily than before. Perhaps if you so enjoy just letting yourself feel relaxed, you may even find the most relaxed place within you, wherever that might be. You may find one or more parts of you, bits of you, where you bring your attention easily to now that you discover is the most relaxed part of your experience in this moment. Who knows where it is or how good it feels to sink down into that? And the interesting experience that so many of us have when we do exactly that, is that we notice how that relaxation has a tendency, a proclivity, an inclination to spread and expand beyond the boundaries of what we had before realized was possible in terms of our own good feelings. And speaking of good feelings, you may notice quite a few of them. You may notice that you're feeling very, very nice inside, that at least there are parts of you that feel especially good right now, the parts of you that feel the best. It may be that you're experiencing, remembering a particularly happy moment, a hug, a kiss, a moment in the sunset, a moment in the sunrise, nature, a moment when you felt especially good, really, really good. You felt so good. And what I invite you to do now, as you allow those good feelings to join all the other good feelings within your experience, to expand. Yes, expand in your body beyond the boundaries of your body. Expand way far out, so far out that you begin to think about all of the other listeners across space and time of this episode of this podcast, who are also feeling good feelings of their very own. Now, we're adding up to an awful lot of good feelings when you think about all of those listeners, all of you, people you may have never met on the physical plane, and yet who share with you this journey, these desires, and their own very good feelings. Now, I invite you to spread and share your good feelings with them. Just give them away. Spread those good feelings and notice that most fascinating of phenomena, the law of abundance, that the more you share your good feelings, the more that they spread, the more that you have. How about that? The more you give, the more that you have. Now, if that doesn't rock your socks off, I don't know what will. And it's happening to everybody. They're given, you're given. The more you give, the more they give, the more they have to give, the more you have to give. And it's all good. Now, take those good feelings right into the rest of this episode where we're talking about the very selfish act of forgiveness. Why do we forgive? Because we don't want to carry those wrongs around with us any further, not a step further. We want to let them go. We want to free the bond, release the bond between ourselves and the offender. If you want to be done with that person, you got to forgive. The only way. Otherwise, you carry that bond with you. You carry the memory, that connection. And it's all yucky, negative. Ooh. So we're not just going to let that go, however, because that just wouldn't be right. In fact, it's very difficult to just say, I'm done with this, and shut a trap door in your mind. It's a whole lot easier to send all those yucky feelings to the light, to let them go, to let them evaporate. And we're going step by step through how to do that. Last episode, we talked about step one, going second, floating into the other person, the person who offended you. Maybe it's not very pleasant to do, but it's worth it because of the value of the information that will be available to you when you do that. You see from their eyes, you feel their feelings, you have their fears, their concerns, their hopes, their perspective, which may in fact be more limited than you realized. And then you ask yourself, from their perspective, what was my positive intent in doing this deed that I did? There's always a positive intent. So you ask the question, what the heck is it? Now, these two steps alone may be enough to create forgiveness. Many, many people will forgive just by doing these two steps. Think of the person who offended you. And remember, we're forgiving because it's going to make you thinner. And oh yeah, by the way, it's the right thing to do. It evolves the soul and all that stuff. Okay, now that you have the benefit of that information, let's take a break because we're halfway through. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Can a movie make you thin? If it's the inner way, it can. Learn how to use the law of attraction to slim your body and reclaim your life. And it's so full of practical, heart-centered wisdom that you'll want to watch it again and again. Plus, if you order now, you'll get over $400 worth of bonus gifts from the featured teachers, including me. Learn more and order your own copy at theinnerway.com/Renee. That's theinnerway, WEIGH.com/Renee, RENEE. Back now. Before the break, we were talking about step one for forgiveness. Taking second, putting yourself in the shoes of the offender, of the person who hurt you, to glean very valuable insight, perspective, and information. What was their positive intent? What were they trying to get for themselves that was good at that time? And now I want you to do this, step number two. Acknowledge what that person was going through at the time. Were they under stress? Was it a challenging moment? Was it a difficult moment for them? Acknowledge the other person's humanity and limitations. So step two, acknowledge the other person's humanity and limitations by asking, what were they going through at the time? What was challenging for them? Were they under stress? Now, a lot of times the answer is yes, most of the time, but sometimes maybe they weren't. Maybe it was just a lack of perspective. Okay, as you come back to be fully within you and your own perspective, we're going to move right along to step number three. Step number one, put yourself in their shoes and learn some very important information. What were their fears? What was their positive intent? What were they going through at the time? 2 is acknowledging the other person's humanity. And 3, this is a hard one to ask. This is for the resistant cases, because you may find that the forgiveness has already swollen up within you and been released like a helium balloon out into the ether. Oh, yeah. All that resentment just carried away by the winds of compassion and forgiveness. Okay. Next step, please. What was my role in the situation? This is a tough one. This is a very tough question to ask, particularly in fights with your spouse or significant other. This is where my ego chimes in. It's like, rum, 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 rum. My role, the other person was all wrong, clearly, and I was all right, and they need to ask my forgiveness, and they need to apologize. They need to acknowledge that they hurt me, yada, yada, yada. Well, this doesn't get me very far, except sunk right into my own funk. And what throws in that rescue rope, that cord that allows me to pull myself out, is when I have the courage to ask myself, what was my role in the situation? Did I contribute to it? Could I have done something differently? Now, a word of caution here, or a caveat. Let's say you were a child and you were a victim of some abuse, some sexual abuse, and all along you've been thinking at some level, perhaps not consciously, that it was my fault that I attracted this. And in these cases, it's very, very important to know that the answer to what was your role in this is that you were, in fact, a victim, that you didn't do anything. There was nothing wrong with you. In some cases, that's very, very true, that the offense was on you. It wasn't your fault. And yet, at the same time, this question can be enormously transformative as an adult for us to ask in a situation where we feel we've been offended, particularly in domestic disputes. What was my role? Was I stressed out? Is this a hot button issue for me? Did I overreact to something? Could I have done something differently? Now, this final bit to the question, could I have done something differently, applies equally to children and adults, to victims and perpetrators, to all of us, because there may be really valuable lessons that we could learn from this, which leads me to the final step. We say, what was my role? And now, finally, if all that hasn't done it yet, which is doubtful, quite honestly, if you do it sincerely with an open heart, and be patient with yourself. It may take a couple of attempts, may take a little time for you to be ready to go this far. I want you to ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? Has it or could it make me stronger? Could it teach me a valuable lesson, give me a gift? I gave you the example a couple episodes ago about the guy, the mentor, who really ripped into me one day at lunch, letting me know that he, in fact, was no longer my adversary. Oops, Freudian slip there. No longer my advocate, but my adversary. In fact, he wasn't even my adversary. I wasn't his equal. He just wanted to step on me, as far as I could tell. And when I ask this situation, it really, really helps. I asked this to myself recently because I had realized I hadn't completely forgiven the guy. And when I asked the question, well, what could I learn from the situation? Has it or could it make me stronger or teach me a valuable lesson or give me a gift? The answer was, well, heck yes. He helped me realize I was in the wrong career for the wrong reasons. I had it all backwards. I was running 100 miles an hour down the wrong road. I was down the business road, the high-tech road. It's a fine road, but it's not my road. We know what my road is. It's right here. And it is a fine road, by the way. So when I asked myself this question, I realized that, wow, this guy really helped me. I needed to be hit upside the head to start to break down the barriers that I had up to looking at my real self, looking at what suited me, because it wasn't that. I was a bad fit. So there you have it. four steps to forgiveness for you forever. So there you have it. And I'm going to be asking my Facebook friends who they want to forgive and how these steps go. I hope you'll share it with me there or perhaps in the Yahoo group, which you can access by visiting my blog, where you'll find cool stories from listeners about how Inside Out Weight Loss is working in their lives. You can visit my blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Again, my blog is at personallifemedia.com/Renee. You'll find the blog roll down the right-hand margin. And there are cool links. I believe there's even a link to my Facebook fan page. I would love for you to like me there. And that's all for today, boys and girls, lords and ladies, husbands and wives. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to share your abundant, beautiful, glorious, fabulous soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.